Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our scripture tonight is about Jesus going to the temple. We read that at the time of the Feast of Dedication took place at Jerusalem, it was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." This was the Feast of Dedication. Here's something interesting. In Hebrew, the word dedication is Hanukkah. Jesus went to the temple for Hanukkah. Well, what was Hanukkah all about? What is Hanukkah all about? This Jewish feast or festival of lights. Well, as was prophesied, Israel fell on some pretty hard times. They were overrun by Babylon, Persia, Greece, eventually Rome. But when Greece had overthrown them in 168 BC, Antiochus IV, a Greek, a king of the eastern portion of the Greek Empire, defiled the temple. He erected in the temple an idol to Baal Shaman. We would call him Zeus. He sacrificed a pig on the altar of God, and he made the Jewish priests eat the pig. At that time, they did not have the 10 lampstands in the temple. They had one lampstand, and it was called the eternal lamp in the holy place. He snuffed it out. And he, Antiochus IV, also known as Antiochus Epiphanes, proclaimed himself to be God. Literally, Theos Epiphanes, the God manifest. And since he was the God manifest, he proclaimed under penalty of death that the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, the law, could not be read nor could it be studied. And to make sure that this didn't happen, he took pig's blood and poured it on all of the Hebrew texts in the temple. And the oil that was special sacred oil for the lighting of that eternal lamp, he had all of the oil mixed with pig's blood. He outlawed circumcision. He outlawed Sabbath worship. And the purpose was very simple: to Hellenize the Jews, to make them be Greek citizens. And literally, when someone was Hellenized, they were called a, quote, born again Greek. 2 years later, 167 BC, he sent troops village to village throughout Israel, carrying an idol, an image of him, with the proclamation, "Bow down, worship, or die." And when one man went down to bow before that idol, a priest by the name of Mattathias took his spear, speared him, And then when a soldier came forward, speared him, killed them both, took his five sons, ran away. And this was the beginning of what is known as the Maccabean Revolt. His son, Judas Maccabeus, led the Maccabean family and eventually all of Israel in this rebellion. So that 2 years later, 165 BC, the temple was back under Jewish control. And when the priests entered the temple and found everything defiled, they also found one and only one flask of oil that had not been mixed with pig's blood. And so they took that flask of oil, filled the eternal lamp, and lit it, and began the process of making new oil according to rabbinical law as outlined in the Torah. They rededicated the temple that day. It was the 25th day of Kislev, the Jewish month. And when they went into the temple the next day, the eternal lamp was still burning, and they thought, well, there might be a little bit of oil in that flask. And they went and poured it, and it filled the whole lamp again. And the same on the third day, and the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day, the seventh day, the eighth day. For 8 days, the lamp was sustained by one flask of oil, which was meant for 1 day. And the Jewish people celebrate Hanukkah, the festival of lights, of eight lights that began on the 25th day of Kislev to celebrate God's miracle of dedication, Hanukkah, dedicating the temple back to him. So this is when Jesus went to the temple to celebrate Hanukkah, to celebrate the festival of lights. And this is where the Pharisees approach him and ask him, how long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. And understand, this was not inquisitiveness. No, this was a trap. Because adjacent to the temple, the Romans had built the Antonio Fortress so that if any sort of religious fervor started in the temple, they could immediately enter and put an end to it. And in the first century BC, there was a Pharisee who wrote a song. It was titled A Psalm of Solomon with Song of the King. I know it's a long title, but so be it. But it was a song about how God would raise up a king, a son of David, to rule. And some of the verses contain some quotes that the Romans might not have liked to be brought up during Hanukkah, a celebration of the lights at the rededication of the temple following the Maccabean revolt, which kicked the Greeks out. And this song has phrases such as, shatter unrighteous rulers, purge Jerusalem from nations that trample her, thrust out sinners, destroy the godless nations. It's about rebellion, about the Messiah coming and making a second Maccabean rebellion. So if Jesus claimed to be Messiah at the time of Hanukkah, the people would be reminded of this Maccabean revolt because that's why they were there and God at work, and Jesus has been doing miracles, and Rome would quickly intervene and take Jesus out of the scene. And so how does Jesus react? Well, he basically says, I've already told you, you've seen all my miracles. They shine the light on me. And what do? Well, they pick up stones to stone him. And he asks them the question, you know, for which of these miracles, for which of them do you stone me? And their response is, not for any of these, which again, I've mentioned before, isn't it amazing? They acknowledge there that Jesus was doing miracles. His enemies acknowledge he was doing what only God could do. But not for any of these, but because you, quote, being a man, make yourself God. Jesus was shining the light on himself with every one of those miracles. And the Jewish people understood, the leaders understood right then and there what Jesus was saying. Miracles show that I'm God. I am the one. They shine the light on me during this Hanukkah season. And it's what John picks up on in his gospel, which he wrote with a purpose that, quote, you might believe. He picks up on the miracle of Hanukkah, of the lights. And it is John that rides with the I am the light of the world message. In 1 John 1 verse 5, he picks up on that. I proclaim to you, God is light. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. This is what Hanukkah is about. Light. And shining the light, and the light is Jesus. And so we see also at the beginning of John, when he talks about Jesus being the Logos, the Word, the answer to everything, he says, in him was life, and the life, Jesus, was the light of man. And in verse 9, we read that Jesus is, quote, the true light. Now you know the rest of the story about Hanukkah, about Christmas Eve, and why we do a candlelight service. It's about light. You also get an idea of how we got Christmas Day on December 25th when Hanukkah starts on the 25th day of Kislev, the Jewish month. But it's about light. As we light our candles for our candlelight singing time of hymns, of carols, remember why it's light. Jesus is light. Light. It's the first thing God created because he is the God of light. He is the God who provided the 8 days of light during Hanukkah. He is the God who sent the light of the world, his son, so that we might see our way to him in a dark and oppressive world. And so that's why I say Christmas Eve makes it a really or very happy Hanukkah, because the light has come. And as we prepare to sing with those candles lit, remember what it's about. He is the light that shines on the pathway to heaven. That comes only through him, the light of the world. In our Savior's name, amen.